Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
We got the series that's rolling along. I'm excited to hear what else we got going in 4-H.
Yes, if you remember from last time, my last program, I really started to really highlight our different programming areas. And as I mentioned, October 1st is the beginning of our new programming year in K-State Research and Extension. And so all of our agents spent time in September completing their end-of-the-year reporting, which includes what we call action plan reports. So really reporting back on all of our plans that they made last September. So this morning I'm going to share more information about the incredible work that's being done in our Frontier District 4-H program. That is led by our 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory, and our 4-H Program Managers, Joe Hetrick and Stat, in the Linden office covering Osage County, Josie Medlin here in the Ottawa office covering Franklin County, and Jeanette Steinball in the Garnet office covering Anderson County. And I really want to give a shout out to all of our team members, because all of our team members contribute to the success of our 4-H program. So many people hear us talking in the summertime about our fairs that are going on throughout the district, and everyone has a role to play there and helping throughout the year. So 4-H really is about creating quality learning environments for youth and helping them to thrive. And so our 4-H youth get to explore their passion or their areas of interest in 4-H through their projects, but they also grow their leadership skills, whether that's in their own traditional kind of what we call community club meeting. It may be at a broader level, like at the district level, state, or even national. So our 4-H youth have opportunities to really develop their leadership skills in many different ways. And also they're provided some civic engagement opportunities through 4-H. So locally here in the Frontier District, we have around 400 youth that are involved, again, what I call like our traditional 4-H program, where they're involved in community clubs, and then also involved, of course, at the district and maybe at the state level. And then we have over 150 adult volunteers. And so our 4-H program could not be successful without our adult volunteers. And again, they serve as community club leaders. They might serve as project leaders at the local level. And some go on to actually provide maybe project meetings. They support our clubs in the district as well. And then maybe serve on state task force as well. So our volunteers are involved in many different ways. And as of April 2024, the estimated national value for each volunteer hour, it was $33.49. And so we kind of estimate that the 4-H volunteers in the Frontier District contribute over 2,000 hours, which calculates annually to about $80,000. So again, the time that our 4-H volunteers spend on our program is significant to the success of our program. As I mentioned, we have our traditional 4-H program, but we also reach youth in multiple different ways throughout the year as well. And so our 4-H program managers go into the schools throughout our district and provide school enrichment programs. And they also provide programs in libraries and after-school programs too. So I did not calculate that this morning, but it is significant. Every month we receive what we call board reports. And so I receive reports from all of our staff, and just to look at all the work that they've been doing, again, in the schools, in the libraries, in after school programs, in the recreation centers, we reach a lot of youth throughout the year with those programs. And then another program that I want to highlight, because we've had this grant, the summer engagement grant, for the past three summers, Jessica has received funding and those interns. So we've had, I believe, three or four interns every summer. And again, it's allowed us to expand our programming. And so those four interns provided over 20 educational programming activities that reached about 500 youth. And again, this is just during the summertime, through the summer library programs, their summer schools, day camps. We also reached youth who were participating in the Crosswinds summer program. And you know, I could talk a lot about all the different opportunities and programs that 4-H provides, whether it's through our Osage County has an ambassador program. Each county has a county council. So again, 4-H members get to serve on those different committees through the council leadership opportunities. We have a really strong, what we call a Citizenship Washington Focus Program. And this really has a long history in Osage and Franklin and Anderson as well, as they've been added to our Frontier District. But youth get to participate in, it's 2 years of leadership development, fundraising to go to Washington, D.C. and learn all about our government and visit all the sites there. So again, we have a lot of opportunities for youth. And I just want to end today with providing some more information about, you know, our 4-H program provides opportunities for youth to lead for a lifetime. And they develop skills in public speaking, in record keeping, in healthy relationships. So again, 4-H is open to anyone. And I would just encourage those who are interested to call one of our offices and find out more about 4-H.
Again, always good to dive into the nitty-gritty and to get to know what really happens and highlight those people that really make a difference. Tune in tomorrow at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.